Just minutes ago, Hillary Clinton defended her decision to use a private email server instead of a government account while she was Secretary of State.
When I got to work as Secretary of State, I opted for convenience to use my personal email account, which was allowed by the State Department, because I thought it would be easier to carry just one device for my work and for my personal emails instead of two. Looking back, it would have been better if I simply used a second email account and carried a second phone, but at the time, this didn't seem like an issue.
Hillary Clinton had already said she turned over 55,000 emails at the State Department's request. And separately today, the State Department announced it plans to release all her work-related emails on a public website. Joining us now, NPR politics editor Domenico Montanaro. And Domenico, your first day on the job, how did Hillary Clinton defend the use of a private email account?
Well, thank you so much for having me. I mean, first of all, she tried to make four points. That was her organizing principle in this, talking about convenience, which she mentioned in that clip that you played, that it was inconvenient for her to have to carry around two devices. Now, most of us could get two email accounts on one device, but maybe they don't let you do that in the government, and I think that would be her point. She said most of the emails already would be public because they went to government employees, so anyone at a .gov address, automatically those are preserved. And she said that she gave over, as you said, those 55,000 pages of emails, and she wanted to keep private other emails related to her daughter's wedding, her mother's funeral, even her yoga class times, she said. Well, so I would like to know maybe about that, but maybe it's not my business. I don't know.
Well,
but,
she
said that she asked the state to make it public, which she called unprecedented.
Right. She talked about other people who had done the same thing, used one device for one set of emails, but did she settle any questions about who gets to say which emails she chooses to be personal and not turned over and which are State Department business?
Well, I think that that is the key question there, because what we're finding out is that she was the filter here. You know, she's saying that we still only know really about her work-related emails based on what she's telling us and what she said her counsel had found doing a thorough investigation. So, of course, there are still going to be questions on what in that server might be work-related that she hasn't quite turned over. She sort of brushed aside a question of whether or not she'd have an independent third party go and try to find see what would be work-related. Of course, President Clinton in the 1990s said it was a mistake for him to have a third party do anything with his presidency, so she may not want to so easily give in to that.
Well, we have about a minute here. Domenico, what do you think happens now? This certainly isn't going to quiet her critics.
No, it doesn't. I think one of the things, though, that people should consider is that we are still 21 months away from the presidential election. And in 2008, President, then candidate Barack Obama was dealing with the Jeremiah Wright controversy. When he started talking about that, remember, that all kind of started to crop up in March of 2008, played on Cable Loop. In March 18th of 2008 is when he made that race relations speech. He didn't resign from Trinity United Church until late May. So these things can drag on for quite some time, and he had to deal with it right in the middle of a presidential campaign. She's not even a candidate yet.
Well, and you will be there throughout. Domenico Montanaro, NPR politics editor, brand new. Thanks for weighing in today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a real pleasure.
And welcome. It's here now.